please stand. I've asked Commissioner Langford to lead us our invocation and then remain standing for our pledge of allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day that you've blessed us with. Thank you so much for the rain that you've sent our way. And thank you, dear Lord, for all the blessings that you've given each and every one. And ask that you just be with the families that's lost loved ones here lately and comfort them the best you can. And pray, dear Lord, that you'll just be with the men and women that serve this country. Try to keep them safe and get them home as soon as possible. And pray, dear Lord, you'll just be at this court and help us make the best decisions possible for the county and keep everything running as smooth as possible. And pray, dear Lord, you'll just forgive us for many sins and shortcomings, and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, that takes us to item three, which is public comments. Do we have any public comments? Seeing none, we will move to item four, which is our consent agenda. The consent agenda includes non-controversial and routine items that the court may act on with one single vote. The judge or commissioner may pull any item from the consent agenda in order that the court discuss and act upon it individually as part of the regular agenda. And on today's consent agenda, we have the approval of minutes, examine all accounts and reports relating to finances of the county, audit and settle all accounts of the county and direct their payment, and the approval of payroll.
Motion to approve this consent agenda.
Second.
So I've got a motion by Commissioner Murphy. I've got a second by Commissioner Mayfield. Is there any discussion? All in favor? All voting for. Item five, discuss and consider approving the 2025 nationwide 457B deferred compensation plan and authorize Jennifer Fenoglio, treasurer, to sign and take necessary action. Ms. Fenoglio is not with us in here today, but I have this. What this is apparently it's something that the county entered into years ago, and it's similar to a 401k that retired employees can invest in. And all, it's just a matter of signing it up again, renewing the contract, if you will. It doesn't cost us anything.
Take the form of motion, Judge, to approve 25 nationwide 457B deferred compensation plan. Give you the authority to sign all necessary documents.
It'll be, I think, Fenoglio has to sign it.
Whoever to sign all necessary documents.
All right.
Second.
So I've got a motion by Commissioner Langford and a second by Commissioner Murphy. All in favor? Six, discuss and consider approving resolution of governing body authorizing the district attorney to apply for the victim coordinator and liaison grant and authorize Judge Benton to sign and take necessary action. This is that salary grant that's been in place for quite some time. We have to reapply for this every 2 years. Ms. Bowman is in court in another county, and so I told her I would present it to y'all. It's last year we received $44,819 is what I have.
It's been a pretty solid grant right there.
It has been, yes.
It's sure been worth applying for. That's good money. But I'll make the motion to approve the resolution for the district attorney to apply for the victim coordinator liaison grant.
Second.
I guess need your signature, look like whoever signature authorized to sign it.
Yes, sir. I believe mine. So, all right, so I've got a motion by Commissioner Langford. I've got a second by Commissioner Murphy. Is there any discussion? All in favor? All voting for. 7, discussing, consider approving the interlocal government cooperation contract and resolution with Nortex Regional Planning Commission and application administration services local hazard mitigation plans program and take necessary action. This again is an annual thing that we sign up with. Essentially, I guess Nortex, we would call them a grant broker. They're in the middle. We get a lot of our grants through Nortex, and this is just the annual contract we sign. I say interlocal agreement.
I make a motion that we approve the interlocal agreement between the Russ and Nortex.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Murphy. I've got a second by Commissioner Mayfield. Is there any discussion? All in favor? All voted for. And that's the last item on our agenda. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I said it'd be 5 minutes.
It's not for you.
If you're gonna drop the money, you do better.
If I could, I would.
No, that's it.
Thank you.